Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Praise the Lord, I walk by faith and not sight. And my testimony is real. I've been blessed by the best. We're talking about grace. Well, we don't deserve it. But it's by His grace.
I don't deserve it. I'm talking about me. You know me. You know me better than I do. I make some mistakes, and I'm not right all the time. But I know He is a friend of mine. Keeping me.
He'll bring you through. All I know is He'll bring you through. If you just trust Him, God will bring you through. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask, according to the power that worketh within you. God is working by His Spirit, and God is causing the enemy to flee. According to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to bless God this wonderful Wednesday afternoon, almost evening, depending on where you are. But I want to welcome you to Wednesday Wings with the Prophetic Word. I am excited and delighted to be your host for the hour, Pastor Teresa Docks. Again, another blessed Wednesday. In spite of all you've been through, in spite of every single thing the enemy has tried to attack you with, that you have overcame by the words of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. The devil is a liar. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because you're still here. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to welcome you to what God is doing. God is doing some things. You know, sometimes the enemy make you feel things and think things, but I'll tell you one thing. If you trust God, you'll keep your mind on the things that's what honest and of a good report. The Bible says, think on these things. Amen, amen. And that's why I want to encourage you to know that it's only by the grace of God that we're not consumed. Amen. It's nothing that you did, nothing that he did, they did, she did, or I did that caused us to still be in the land of the living. It's only by the grace of God. Glory to God. I want to welcome you, and I am again so humbly excited about how God is moving, even in these trying times. I want to say to you today, just know that God does, hallelujah, God does answer prayers. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Well, who is the righteous? The Bible says the righteous, we are the righteous of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. It's only by him that we're righteous. Amen. It's through what he did that give us our righteousness. Glory, glory, glory to his wonderful, matchless, marvelous name. Amen. Let us get going here. I'm telling you, I got so many testimonies. We overcome the enemy by the words of our testimony. And the Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. God is moving by his Spirit. Amen. We have a prayer list, and we're going to invite those that's on the line to our prayer call. If you would like to join our prayer call, we have a weekly prayer call every Wednesday morning. And if you would like to join us, we're going to give you that prayer call information. If you would like to call in and join us on our prayer call every Wednesday morning, we will give you that information at the end of the call today. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to ask you if you would get your Bibles out, and we are going to take you to Ezekiel. All right now, Ezekiel 1, the first chapter, and we're going to be reading on the first verse. Glory to God. Ezekiel, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would come and you would rest upon us. Father, that you would have your way, you would lead, God, you would guide, you would direct, Lord Father, and that you would take us where you want us to go on this day. And Father, I ask you to open up the minds and the hearts of your listeners so that we will receive a word, God. And then once we receive the word, that our spirits would be rejuvenated because we have heard the word of God. Amen. So we ask these things in the mighty, matchless, wonderful name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. If you have your Bibles, and I pray that you do, you know, whenever you listen to the word, I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out so that you can flip the scriptures and read the word along with us. Amen. My main theme today is when Ezekiel saw a vision of God, his immediate response to fall, hallelujah, to the ground in an act of humility. Can you imagine what would you do if you actually saw a vision of God? What would you do? Amen. Well, the topic of our teaching today is going to be when God wake you up. When God wake you up. Oh, yeah, we wake up every single morning, right? And did you not know that it is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in my eyes and is marvelous in your eyes? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. When God wake you up. a wake-up call, you know, just to think about a wake-up call. What is actually a wake-up call? So when you're traveling, a wake-up call, they're common, you know, when you're traveling. We call the hotel front desk, or sometime when you check in the hotel, that they might ask you, would you like a wake-up call? You know, and we tell them that when we want to be awakened, what time, and a lot of times if we're on vacation and we don't need to be woke up at a certain time, we laugh and say, oh, no, thank you, I'm going to sleep in. But if we want a wake-up call and we tell them what time, hallelujah, the next morning, glory to God, the phone will ring, amen. And whatever time we tell them, the phone will ring at the appropriate time. And a computer-generated voice can be heard when you pick up the phone. You know, it'll tell us, it's 7:15. You know, sometimes the wake-up call come in other forms. You know, our boss telling us, one more mistake and you're fired. That's a wake-up call, amen. Sometimes you might be driving in a car and you see a car come dashing past you real fast, and we look at it and say, wow, that's a wake-up call. You know, sometimes we are waking in the middle of the night, you know, with a knock on the front door, or maybe a phone is ringing, or we hear a child crying, or we might hear an animal, a dog barking. Well, I'm trying to take you somewhere. We're talking about wake-up calls. Amen. I want you to stay with me. A wake-up call, such as Ezekiel. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, Ezekiel isn't on the list of the, the history best-known figures, but if people have any knowledge of Ezekiel, it's probably from these folk tales with dry bones rather than the Bible. You know, no biographic existence of him. But we do know that Ezekiel, he lived in Babylon. And as I did my research, it was 593 B.C., meaning before Christ, and along with other Israelites who had been carried into captivity. He was, I'm just giving you a little background about him. He was the first prophet in captivity. Amen. And some of the scholars, as I did my homework, they was eagerly discredit him. They pictured Ezekiel as a mentally unbalanced or imbalanced, a person, a victim of paranoia, hallucination. I want you to get a picture of how the historians saw Ezekiel. Some conservative scholars, they see him as a faithful spokesman of God and with whom God communicated through strange visions. Do you have visions? Do you see things with your eyes closed? Do you see things with your mind or your thoughts, or some unforeseen way you know things before it happened? But today we're talking about Ezekiel. The first chapter, verses 1 through 28, is really describing Ezekiel in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I want you to think about Ezekiel's vision. He had a vision. He saw a vision. And I don't know if you have a vision, or do you just exist from day to day? You know, God has given us all visions. Whether we know what our vision is or what our vision should be, I'm just going to read just a few of the scriptures. But the study today is from Ezekiel, the first chapter, verses 1 through 28, talking about Ezekiel's vision. See, he began to see some things, and the Bible says it was a vision of God, Ezekiel's vision of God. And it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captive by the river Shabar, that the heavens, can you imagine? The heavens were opened. Can you imagine that the heavens was open? And he says, and I saw visions of God. Have you saw visions of God? Ezekiel, vision of God. And the Bible says, on the fifth day of the month, and it was in the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the words of the Lord came expressively to Ezekiel. So he was speaking to Ezekiel, the priest. Ezekiel was a priest. He was the son of Bozaz in the land of the Chaldeans in the river of Shabar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him. Is the hand of the Lord upon you? So what that says to me is when the hand of the Lord is upon you, you're going to hear some things. You're going to see some things. Amen. And the Bible go on to describe the description of what Ezekiel saw. He saw some things. Amen. What are you seeing? What are you saying? See, God has given us eyes to see, ears to hear, spiritual matters, so that we can move to the next place in God. As we understand, it's not about us. It is all about the will of the Father. Amen. These visions, they're kind of, let me say this. Visions are a kind, I'll say a benevolent term for what Ezekiel experienced. See, if Jacob had a dream, and we know every one in the Bible had a story to tell, and Jacob, what he had a dream. Angels was ascending and descending from the on the ladder. Remember? You know the story. And then here go Isaiah. He had a vision that God was on his throne, remember, high and lifted up. And then Ezekiel had a nightmare. You ever had a nightmare? Granite that bears his name says, I saw a vision of God. So these visions of God was enough to wake everyone up from a night of slumber. Amen. I just want to ask you, have you ever had a nightmare? Have you ever had a dream and it was actually a vision? And you really didn't know what was going on, but you knew something was happening, but you didn't quite know what, but you knew it was something. You just really couldn't put your hand on it. Amen. What happened to me, two nights in a row, and I believe that when God gives you a vision, a dream, a nightmare, what have it, whatever it may be, that he's speaking to your spirit. He's trying to show you something. He's trying to tell you something. He's trying to pre-warn you. Look what Ezekiel looked, and there was a whirlwind coming from the north, a great cloud with fire. It was flashing back and forth, and a brilliant light all around it. Can you see it? You can't say it unless you can see it. Amen. I want you to begin to see it as I say it. It was a whirlwind coming from the north, and it was a great cloud of fire flashing back and forth in a brilliant light all around it. But listen, in the center of the fire, there was a gleam like a amber, the form of four living creatures that came from it. It was a lot of things going on in the spirit realm. A form of four living creatures that came from it. See, we're looking at things that's happening in the natural. But when things happen in the natural, there are things that's happening in the spirit realm. We can see what's happening in the natural. But a lot of times we can't see what's happening in the spirit. Amen. It sounds crazy to some, because we only rely on what's happening in the spirit realm, I mean the natural, but we don't connect with what's actually happening in the spirit realm. Sometimes we get so caught up with the natural elements that we're not able to see the spiritual elements. Amen. So what God is saying, wake up. Wake up. And when you wake up, you'll be able to see some things that's happening spiritually, so that you'll expect some things in the natural. Amen. And I hope it's making sense to those that have spiritual eyes that you may see. Ezekiel was seeing some things in the spirit realm. Amen. It was a whirlwind that was coming from the north. And it was a great cloud with fire flashing back and forth. It's like a movie. Amen. And then went on to say that there was the form of four living creatures that came from it. And this was their appearance. They had a human form. Sound like a movie to me. But each of them had four faces and four wings. Ezekiel's first chapter, and down on verse 4 through 6, it says, "And then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north. A great cloud was raging. Fire engulfed itself." Doesn't it sound kind of like California? Things are happening in the spirit realm that manifest to the natural realm. And then the Bible says, "And brightness was all around it, and radiation out of its midst, like the color of amber and the midst of the fire." God is speaking. God is speaking. He's saying, wake up. "Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance." Guess what the appearance was? The Bible says they had the likeness of a man. Each one had four faces, and each one had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the soles of calf feet. God was showing him something. God is saying, wake up. Wake up. When God wakes you up, you begin to see some things. And when you see some things, you're able to say some things. God is saying, wake up from your slumber. You know, sometimes we do the same thing over and over and over and over. But when Ezekiel began to see these things, the Bible says down in verse 28 that he postured himself with humility because he had heard from God. When he saw what he saw, he fell face down. And he heard a voice speaking. Here's what he heard. And this is what he heard. Listen, verse 8 in chapter 2. This is what he heard. He heard. He said to me, Son of man. And that's what the word is to you. Son of man, woman of God, stand on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Ezekiel 2 and 1. God, like an army drill sergeant, was barking order. Stand up. Attention. God wanted Ezekiel to be fully alert. He said, come up out of your lethargic state. Why? Because I have work for you to do. I have something for you to do. I have a plan. I have a vision. I have some things I want to show you. I have some things I want to say to you. And I need you to be able to hear what I'm saying. So what he said to Ezekiel, stand up. These things are happening now. And God is saying, he want to give us an order. Stand up against things that's not right. And then he said, listen to the B clause of that verse. He not only did he say, stand up. He said, listen up. Listen up. See, some things are going to happen, and we can't get caught up on the things that's happening, but we have to be able to hear what God is saying do because these things are happening. So we're not focusing on what's happening. We're focusing on what we need to be doing while it's happening. So he told Ezekiel, he said, stand up. And then he said, listen up. Listen up. Listen up. Sometimes we're busy talking problem, that we're trying to figure out the problem. But God is saying, stand up. Listen up. And he told Ezekiel, and go up. I want to break it down and make it plain so that you'll be able to read the vision and that you'll be able to run with the vision. Is everyone going to be on board? No. But because it's so engrafted in your spirit, because you've been in the presence of the Lord, you're able to look up. You're able to stand up. You're able to look up. Why? Because you know the voice of the Lord. And the only way that we can do this, we have to know our calling. We have to know our purpose. We have to know the plan of God for our life. And I'm here to tell you, as a messenger of the King of Glory, that gift you got, that calling that you have, that assignment that you've been called to, it looks good on you. It looks good on you. Everybody's not going to tell you it looks good on you. And I'm going to take a commercial break right here.
The gift that looks good on you.
You are born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed
to
make you sit down on your
kids. Don't you let.
For the gift
that
I'm here to encourage you today. The gift that you have, it looks good on you. You're wondering why the struggle is there. Because God has called you to stand up, to listen up, and to go up. And I want to tell you, when you go up, you have to speak up. And when you speak up, hallelujah, you have to open up. Listen, it all goes together. We're talking about Ezekiel's response to God. It was a nightmare, what he saw. God let him see some things. So he could stand up. And I want to break it down to you so that you can understand why stand up. He said to me, son of man, stand up on your feet. What does that mean to you? When God says stand up on your feet, because you're in a position of humility. Ezekiel humbled himself before the mighty hand of God. He fell face down and heard the voice speaking. What are you hearing? Who are you listening to? Who got you all discombobulated where you all shook up and messed up from the floor up to the door up? But Ezekiel was listening to God, right? And God was encouraging him to stand up like a drill sergeant, giving him orders, giving him direction. God wanted Ezekiel to be what? Fully alert. He was about to receive his orders. You're about to get your breakthrough. God is about to take you to a place that you've never been, where all of your needs are met. I'm not talking about you're about to go to glory. I'm talking about right here on the earth. God is getting ready to fulfill your needs. Amen. Listen up. And the Bible says, and I will speak with you. And as he spoke with me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet. And I listened to the one who was speaking to me. This is Ezekiel 2:2. It was God's way of saying, now that I have your attention, listen to me. I got something I want to say to you. So put on your listening ears. I don't want you to miss my instructions. God is trying to give you some instructions. But sometimes we're caught up with what the problem is. Sometimes we spend more time, hallelujah, on the problem, on what we hear. And we don't pay attention, or we don't spend the necessary time on the solution. We know what the problem is. We hear the problem over and over and over. Well, he said, well, she said, what they did, and no. Sometimes, you know, I have to ask God for grace to listen to the problems. I want to concentrate on the solution. Okay, yeah, they decided they're not going to do it. They changed their mind. They this, they that. Or he said this and they said that and they did this and they went here and they saw that. I said, Lord, give me the grace. Why? Because I want to stand up and I want to listen up and I want to go up and I want to speak up and I want to open up. Because I understand that we got a grace on us to cause things to change. So I want to spend time talking about healing, not the problem, but the solution. And in this life, connect yourself with the people that's talking about the solution, not the problem. Amen. See, I say yes to the solution, and I say no to the problem. Amen. Straight from heaven, straight from heaven. So Ezekiel's nightmare was a sight of, a dramatic experience. It was enough to arrest anyone's attention. All he knew is God had allowed him to see some things so that he can say some things. And I'm going to end with this. Your mind on God's plan. His ways are not our ways. The Bible says it's by the renewing of our minds that we would only have his ways. So we need to renew our thoughts. You know, some things we think is okay, and then when we feed enough into those things, those thoughts, like Ezekiel saw some things, they didn't notice. His response didn't surprise me. It made perfect sense. See, if we had seen what Ezekiel saw, we too would have probably been on our face before Holy Father. It probably scared some stuff out of him. But when we see God for who he is, and we appropriate our response in humility, we too would be so overwhelmed by his holiness. And aware of our own sinful ways, are insignificant. You know, sometimes we can be a little self-righteous. We see everybody else wrong, but we don't see where we need to be corrected. But what God is saying, I have need of you. I want to show you some things. I want to show you how to get where I want you to be. So have you ever... fallen before God, and have you ever realized how great he is and how small we are, and have you ever come to the terms about the awareness of how much we actually need him and how much we totally depend on him and lay prostrate before the Lord? And I like to say, we know how much money we have in the bank. We can count that quick, but we don't know how much time we have. So we want to see what God has to show us so that we can fall before him and humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God so that we can recognize what God wants us to do in these trying times. What God wants us to say? Take some time and listen. Because I read the verse. He said, and I will speak to you. God wants to speak. And then when we go up, what is he saying? God said to me, Son of Man, I'm sending you to the Israelites. Who is God sending you to? God is saying, Ezekiel, the task that I have for you requires action. Have you ever noticed that two-thirds of God is go? Listen, G-O-D. So we say G-O-D 33 and a third, three times, will give us 100% G-O-D. G-O-D, so G-O is go. And then we just got the D left. Go. Always action, a action component to the call of God. So rarely can we stay where we are due what we always been doing and fulfill the call of God on our life. Ezekiel came to realize this and to see. We must go and do the work and then speak up. I can go on and on. But what I want to encourage you today, Ezekiel, he was called to be a prophet. And when the new preachers came to town, everybody at that church was talking about how good he was and how much better he was than that old preacher. I'm just letting you know, stay humble so that God can use you. Those skeletons in your closet, God have already taken care of them. But remember, God is calling you. God's call is for you to see some things, stand up, say some things, listen up, go up in prayer so that you can speak up. And when you speak up, hallelujah, you're going to open up. Glory to the marvelous name of Jesus Christ. For there's nobody like Jesus. He did it once, and guess what? He will do it again. So whatever you're asking the Lord to do, stay encouraged. Spend more time on the solution and less time on the problem, so that you'll be part of that G-O of God. Go to the highways and the byways and compel men and women to do the work of ministry. Tell them about God. Well, Father, we just thank you for this time with you. And I ask you to touch your people so that we may go and do the work of ministry, that we'll spend more time on the solution and less time on the problem, that you will lead, guide, and direct us to our to the perfect will of the Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I just thank you, Father, for the prayers being answered. Those that intercede on your behalf, God, for your people, that you will continue to touch and answer those prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. I will leave with this. And again, I want to encourage you to sow into where you're going. Go to giveify.com and look up Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, and you can sow a seed so that God will continue to bless the ministry and everyone that's connected to this ministry. And thank you for being faithful listeners on Internet Radio. Amen, amen. Well, again, God bless you. And remember, God has given you wings to fly. Why don't you begin to flap them? Because he did it once, and he will do it again. Trust God. Trust him. And stay in faith. And don't quit. I'm going to leave with this song, one of my favorites. God's going to do it again.
We got a brand new one I'm going to share with you tonight. Are you ready? Goes like this.
You make the blind man see, make the lame man walk again. You cause the dead to rise, and that's why we dance in liberty. Cause you're doing it all again. Yeah, yeah, cause you're doing it all again. Lame man walk again.
Don't be afraid. God did it once, and he's going to do it again. He's going to bring you through. He's going to bring you out, and he's going to take you to a place that you've never been spiritually. So, again, if you're interested in joining our prayer line, we'll be more than happy to send you the information. You can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739, or you can give us a shout-out at KingdomBuildersPlaza@gmail.com. We'll be more than happy to send you our schedule of prayer. Every Wednesday morning, we are in prayer. And, again, we want to encourage you to reach out so you can get the information, and we will provide it for you gracefully. Amen. With that being said, stay in the faith fight. Don't quit. When one say no, there's 100 yes behind that no. Amen. We decree it over you, and keep in prayer and watch God do it again.